Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Listen, you're all being very sceptical here about fungi. Philip says, Brendan, I think fungi is a bit like Trigger's brush. I think that's a reference to Only Fools and Horses. And Trigger was a road sweeper and he had the same brush for decades and it only had 17 new heads and 14 new handles. And a texter, Paul, says, geez, Brendan, I have it. The big Christmas movie, Fungi Come Home for Christmas. This time next year, we'll be millionaires. That's two Only Fools and Horses references with regard to fungi. That's suspicious too. Smells a bit fishy to me. Now, Sean McEntee is on the line, I believe, and maybe to give us some clarity on fungi. Sean McEntee, are you there in Kerry?
I am, Brendan, I am. I'm standing here overlooking the mouth of Dingle Harbour and the boats have been out since first light this morning, searching again. I was speaking to one of the boatmen just there, Gary Broston, and this morning they extended their search. For the last 2 days, they've focused on the mouth of the harbour and the harbour itself, where fungi lives. And the boatmen tell me that fungi very, very, very rarely leaves that area. And on the very few occasions which he has, that he has never been missing for this length of time. So there are significant concerns here. So
is there not a suggestion, Sean, that there are other dolphins and maybe whales, that there's a feeding frenzy going on down around there and that fungi is a kind of a sole trader and that he might have just gone away for a while because he's not social?
That's right. Both the boatmen and the fishermen have been telling me that, you know, they've seen a lot of sprat in Dingle Bay, in the wider Dingle Bay area, and you've a lot of stranger dolphins, if you like, have come into the area, a number of pods, and that perhaps fungi is a solitary creature. He likes to keep his own company, and that he might have gone into hiding, or, if you like, he might be doing a bit of self-isolating from those other dolphins. There's also a belief that fungi might have actually headed out to sea to follow some of that feed. And we have an easterly wind blowing here at the moment, and Gary Brosnan, the boatman, was telling me that when you have that wind coming off the land, it tends to drive, you know, marine life and the feed out to sea, and that perhaps fungi has gone out to fill his belly outside for a while. But there is a lot of concern here because you've got a significant, I suppose, tourist industry built around the dolphin. You've 12 boats coming out on a daily basis. They employ up to 50 people. Then there's a spin-off for restaurants, pubs, hotels, guest houses, gift shops and all that. But I suppose, you know, from a human context, there's a lot of affection for the dolphin here, yeah, obviously throughout the country, but also here in Dingle Town. He's very much part of the town's identity.
OK, so Sean, are people really are concerned down there? You're not codding us all, are you?
No, it's not a stunt, Brendan. I think if it was a stunt, it didn't happen at a time when people could travel to Kerry. So there are definitely significant concerns here. Now it's 4 days, and as I say, he's never been missing for that length of time.
Okay, well, look, Sean, we'll keep in touch, and look, hopefully we'll have some good news, if not today, maybe tomorrow. Thanks for that update, and we wish Fungi and everybody well down in Dingle.